Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you stay strong and wise in the Lord. And I pray that you keep serving him with all your might. You keep on walking in faith and not by sight. Walking by faith and not by sight. You just keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize forevermore. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Welcome, everybody. Body of Christ, shalom. Greetings, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. I'm praying for you all. And let us stick together and keep working hard for the kingdom of heaven and keep our hands on the plow. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up, giving us another chance. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, a roof over our head. Let's thank the Lord for getting us through the day. Let's thank the Lord for getting us through the night. And just always being faithful and loyal to us. Amen. Because God does protect his people. God does care for his people. Amen. So we have to constantly love him back, obey the commandments, and stay fervent and diligent forevermore. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Welcome, everybody. Welcome all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth. Whether you are an Israelite, it is all right. Whether you are a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather, praise the Lord, and come together as one in peace, love, harmony, and unity. Amen. For Jesus, let us love the Lord our God for all of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us always do Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. All right. So hang in there, stay strong, because he is coming like a thief in the night. He is coming in an hour nobody knows but him, except the Father, and he has come back for a people with no spot, no blemish, no wrinkle. All right, so let's keep that in mind as we go day by day with this. All right, so now we're going to continue our Bible reading series. All right, now we're in the book of Jude. The last episode we was in the book of 3 John, so we're going to go through the book of Jude, and then we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing, and we'll also close out by giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And straight up, praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. So before we get into the book of Jude, let us go into the introduction and the commentary prior to it and go from there. All right. So here we go. The author, Jude, the brother of Jesus and James. The audience, Christians and early churches. The date, about AD 65. The setting, Jude issues believers a warning about false teachers who desire to lead believers astray. The essentials of Jude. Jude, the half-brother of Jesus, probably didn't come to faith in Jesus until after his resurrection. However, he moves from being least likely to believe to being someone thoroughly convinced of Jesus' unique character. Jude understands firsthand the importance of defending and standing firm in the faith, and he writes to early Christians to share his understanding. While Jude plans to write about the salvation we share, verse 3, he feels compelled instead to urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints, verse 3. He shifts roles from teacher to trainer to help his readers guard what they already possess before they ask for more. As you read the brief book of Jude, allow the words to renew your appreciation for God's gift of salvation and instill within you a desire to share the good news of salvation with others. What to look for in Jude? A call to defend the faith, Old Testament examples of three men who contended poorly, familiar contemporary challenges, a doxology worth memorizing. All right, so let us now go into the book of Jude. Here we go. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James, to those who have been called, who are loved by God the Father and kept by Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance, the sin and doom of godless men. Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints. For certain men whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. They are godless men who changed the grace of our God, into a license for immorality and denied Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. Though you already know all this, I want to remind you that the Lord delivered his people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their positions of authority, but abandoned their home, these he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day. In a similar way, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality and perversion. They serve as an example of those who suffer the punishment of eternal fire. In the very same way, these dreamers pollute their own bodies, reject authority, and slander celestial beings. But even the archangel Michael, when he was disputing with the devil about the body of Moses, did not dare to bring a slanderous accusation against him, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." Yet these men speak abusively against whatever they do not understand, and what things they do understand by instinct, like unreasoning animals. These are the very things that destroy them. Woe to them! They have taken the way of Cain. They have rushed for profit into Balaam's error. They have been destroyed in Korah's rebellion. These men are blemishes at your love feast, eating with you without the slightest qualm. Shepherds who feed only themselves. They are clouds without rain, blown along by the wind, autumn trees without fruit and uprooted twice dead. They are wild waves of the sea, foaming up their shame, wandering stars for whom blackest darkness has been reserved forever. Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesies about these men. See, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of his holy ones to judge everyone and to convict all the ungodly of all the ungodly acts they have done in the ungodly way, and of all the harsh words ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These men are grumblers and fault finders. They follow their own evil desires. They boast about themselves and flatter others for their own advantage. A call to persevere. But dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, in the last times there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the men who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. Snatch others from the fire and save them. To others show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. Doxology. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God our Savior be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So that's the book of Jude reading right there, okay? I would like to read this in a commentary scripture within the book of Jude. Jude verse 21. God brings eternal life. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. So as we review the book of Jude, it's a very interesting read. Jude goes further to detail about explaining how he's a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James. All right. Furthermore, he just talks about the sin and the doom of godless men. He said how these people gave into sexual morality and strange flesh. And he brought up Sodom and Gomorrah and also brought up a reminder of what they went through due to their sin and their perversion. All right. And furthermore, he's saying how those are perfect examples of how they will have punishment of eternal fire. He talks about how people, how dreamers pollute their own bodies, reject authority and slander celestial beings. Talking about those who do witchcraft and sorcery, those evil workers of Satan and what have you, and agents. And then Jude goes more to detail explaining about Michael the archangel, how he was disputing with the devil about the body of Moses. And that's a very crazy thing to bring up because when Moses died, Satan, the devil, was trying to like take his body and do like weird, crazy stuff with it. You know what I mean? And try to, you know, that spirit realm, it gets really evil, weird, and tricky. So, you know, with Satan, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy and make a mockery of things and do extra stuff. So he was, him and Michael had a back and forth over the body of Moses, and then said, "The Lord rebuke you." All right, so Jude just mentioned that and brought that up. So that's a very interesting thing to look more into. Furthermore, Jude just goes more into detail about a call to persevere. He said also how Enoch, the son from Adam, prophesied about how the Lord has come with thousands upon thousands of holy ones to judge everyone. All right, so to really judge the ungodly sinners and to convict all who's done the ungodly and harsh way and the things that they have done, you know. Furthermore, Jude goes about saying a call to persevere and to stick to Christ and, you know, have the Holy Spirit and to pray and to constantly build ourselves up in the Lord and the faith and staying strong with no doubt, being merciful, and how Christ calls to eternal life and to be in his presence without fault and with great joy. And furthermore, so Jude goes in about Old Testament things and New Testament, things of the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. So he kind of piggybacks talking about Sodom and Gomorrah and Enoch prophesizing. And then he goes talking about Adam. Then he also talks about Michael, the archangel. He talks about the devil. And he talks about false teachers and those who were in sexual morality and perversion as well. All right, so it was like a mixture of the Old Testament and New Testament within Jude's letter, Jude's writing. All right, so that's the book of Jude. All right, so I would like to read the commentary that's within Jude verses 1 through 25. All right, so let's go with the commentary. Today's Bible reading, Jude 1 through 25. Recommended reading, Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 23, Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 10, and also 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 all the way to chapter 2, verse 22. All right. The title of this commentary is Fire Escape. Mark leaned forward and articulated, softly but sternly, "Don't do it, Jeff." Bill added, "This might seem right, but you know in your heart it's not what God would want you to choose." Jeff had shared this story with his Christian accountability brothers. It all happened so fast. Jeff recently discovered that he and a coworker felt an attraction for each other. Allison, who went through a divorce last year, appreciates so many qualities about Jeff that she never saw in her ex. Jeff thinks that his connection with Allison reveals his own unhappy marriage. When Allison suggested that Jeff move in with her, he felt a mixture of flattery and guilt. At first, he couldn't believe he even considered the idea, but then he talked to Doug, another coworker who calls himself a Christian. "Jeff, I think God wants you to be happy," Doug said. "Maybe leaving your wife doesn't feel right, but staying in an unhappy marriage isn't right either. And if you do something wrong, I'm sure God will forgive you." Doug's perspective made sense to Jeff, but before he made any decisions, he wisely chose to honor his commitment to Mark and Bill and tell them what had happened since their last meeting. For centuries, believers have struggled with the tension between living however we want on the premise that God will forgive our sin and living obedient lives because we love the God who does forgive our sin. Jude's short letter deals with this very issue. He has learned that that false teachers are leading believers astray, saying that because they're saved by grace, they can do whatever they please and God won't hold their sins against them. Verse 4, Jude doesn't mince words in denouncing these teachers' heresy, immorality, and rebellion against authority. But Jude doesn't just warn us. He also offers encouragement. In fact, he provides the key for victorious living. Keep yourselves in God's love. Further, Jude lists three steps for using that key. Build yourselves up in your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit and wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verses 20 through 21. All right. Things to take away from the commentary. Have you ever wrestled with the tension of living however you please, presuming that God won't hold your sins against you? What did you learn from the outcome? What would happen if you were to face a dilemma like Jeff's? Do you have an accountability partner who would level with you? What if a friend were trying to approach you with Jeff's dilemma? Would you lovingly confront a Christian brother toying with an ungodly decision? Very excellent commentary right there. Okay, so that's the commentary for the book of Jude. People are always on this limb on how they want to go about how God orders us to live and how we want to live and do our own thing. And that's an everyday battle for most people with their own decision making and their discretion on things. But you cannot give in to temptation or the flesh. You got to have that self-control and be firm, loyal, and faithful and obedient. All right. So it's a very good commentary to read within the book of Jude. All right. Now, what I would love to do is wrap it up. All right. Jude just has 25 verses within it. All right. So these letters are very short, but very brief and effective. Okay. So let us be doers of the word and always actionize it and practice it and be blessed as we're doing these things. Amen. So that is the book of Jude. All right. So what I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. He is the hope for humanity, y'all. Most definitely. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true and living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the King of Israel, amen. He is the King of Kings, hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness. The Lord is my banner. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my deliverer. The Lord is my redeemer. The Lord is my branch. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my high tower. The Lord is my good fortress. Amen. Hallelujah. Most definitely, y'all. The Lord our God is one. Yes, yes. Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, Ahayashai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, the consuming fire, Ahayashai, Yehosha, Yeshua, Yahusha. Yes, most definitely. The God of heaven and earth, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies, the father of grace. He is the father of the fatherless, y'all, most definitely. The father of lights. Yes, yes, his son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. He is able. He is worthy. All things are possible with those who believe in God. To those who believe with God, all things are possible, most definitely. The Lord made all this in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. Most definitely. Call on the Lord and he will show you great, mighty things. Amen. Humble yourselves. Humble yourselves. Humble yourselves. The Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example. The rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone to build is rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. He is the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua, HaMashiach, Yahawashai, Yeshua, Yahusha, Yehosha. He is the word of Ahayashai, and most definitely the word of the consuming fire. The word is a double-edged sword. The word is pure silver, just as David said in Psalms. Most definitely, y'all. He is the word. Hallelujah. Amen. We touch and agree. We serve an awesome creator, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins. Yes, yes, y'all. Declare what the Lord has done for you all. Proclaim what he has done for you. Tell your testimony. Give him praise. Shout joy. Clap your hands. Play an instrument. Sing a new song. Praise him. The Lord has brought you through so much, and he's going to continue to bring you through so much because he does protect his people. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, y'all. Boast in the Lord. Boast in the Lord. Boast in the Lord. Yes, yes. His Son is very awesome. The way his blood cleaned up our mess is just too amazing. He is the seed of Abraham promise, the seed of Adam humanity, the seed of David kingship, the seed of God deity, the seed of Jacob nationality, the seed of Judah tribe, the seed of Shem race, the seed of woman prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new life, new scenery, new beginnings, fresh starts, new seasons, new blessings, new dreams, new visions. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes. New things. The Lord is doing a new thing. You are a new creature in Christ. You are born again. Repent. Get baptized. Start your life over. Get set free. Get delivered. Fast and pray. Stay in alignment. Stay faithful. Stay obedient. Stay prayed up. Pray without ceasing. Do not quench the Spirit. Live by the Spirit. Move by the Spirit. Test all spirits. Test the Spirit by the Spirit. And let the Lord guide you. Let the Lord have his way. Let him use you for his glory and his kingdom. Amen. Yes, yes. We touch and agree, y'all. So there you have it, right? That's the word for today, the book of Jude reading, all right? Just pray to God that whoever listens to this, I just pray that you repent and get baptized and start over and get going with your life. And I just pray that the Lord turns it around for you and that you step into the new season and you step into new things and you be strong and courageous as you're going through it as well, amen? Most definitely, y'all. So there you have it, all right? What I would love to do as I close out is give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for you all. God bless you all. Love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.